You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Yeah, something sweet little Knickknack did the other day. We have a little baby, I guess, still. She's like 8, 9 months.
I guess.
She's kind of getting out of baby stage. I don't know. She's a small little child.
Gotta be more than 8 or 9 months, doesn't she?
10
April.
Months. She's like
right, three. So anyway.
3 or 4 years old now. I don't know. Nicole had to do something the other day in the kitchen, so she set little Lila down in the living room, and Lila's getting very mobile. She can kind of just roll wherever she wants to go now.
That's how she
she's
rolls.
In rolling phase. That's how she rolls.
Does she not crawl? Is that not...
No, she's getting to the point where she's going to start crawling probably any day, but in the middle, God. In between time, she's a roller.
Sure.
Rolling along.
I do that on Saturday night sometimes.
After you leave Golden Corral.
Straight from the couch to the bathroom.
So she set Lila down on the floor and went into the kitchen to do something. Well, in that 2 minutes, Lila rolled over to where our dog Soli is, and he was chewing on a rawhide bone. And it was all squishy and slimy,
yeah.
Like the rawhides get, you
that's
know.
That's good eating.
She snagged the rawhide bone out of Soli's mouth and proceeded to put it in her mouth. So she's sitting there on the living room floor.
On the juicy end?
Not on the juicy end of the rawhide bone from the dog.
God.
Nicole comes wandering back in. Oh! She's like, what do I do? She scooped it, you know, out of her hands.
She's building up antibodies.
And she's like, there's nothing you can do about that.
I know,
that.
You can't give Listerine to a baby.
She rinsed her mouth out with a little bit of water, but then she texted me and said, you know what? I am mom of the year right now. Mom of the year.
Poor
and that's,
Sully.
Poor Sully.
That dog.
Yeah, he's got baby saliva all over his bone.
He's got
now.
Reed sticking his finger in his bum.
Yeah. I think a lot of times, you know, dogs will react badly if you try to take a bone away from them. Like,
right.
They'll bite
no
or something
joke.
Like that. In this case, Sully was probably like, what the?
He's like,
this kid's a jerk too.
He's like, I'm going to roll with this and
he's
see
like,
what happens.
Like, this
here.
Is going to be kind of funny.
This is going to be good.
Well, last week we also got a call from a mom during the Mind Bender, and we were talking about cereal, and she let her 14-year-old daughter have cereal for dinner. And we said, well, if the kid had cereal for dinner, what did you have? And she said, well, I had a glass of wine. Mom of the year.
Mom of the year.
That's right.
So what if we invited people to have a little bit of fun this morning and call and tell us why you were the mom of the year? And if you dads want to get involved, that's okay too.
There's
you,
probably more of those.
You can be dad of the year. Or if you want to bust your significant other, either way, we want to just fill the lines up and have some laughs this morning. When you were the mom of the year, or parent of the year. Here's our number, 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. You have to be able to laugh about this, and don't just think about calling. You should actually call if you've got the story.
I got to bust my mom on something. I remember when she let me dress myself and she wasn't paying attention to me, so I dressed myself, put my coat on, and then we went running for errands, and the first place we went to, it was like a law office or something. We were building a house at the time, so mom's like there with her sweet little girl. I take my coat off, and I used one of my dad's sweaty old undershirts with like pit stains as
yes.
a dress.
Yes.
I wore that as a dress. She let me dress myself.
You classy.
Mom of the year.
You haven't changed much either. You said you've got one more, though.
Yes, real quick. My grandma tells this story, and she cracks herself up every time. When my dad was a baby, she was holding him, and he fell asleep. So she went into the bedroom and laid him on the bed because he was sleeping. Mm-hmm. She's like, fine. He's in the middle of the bed. Everything's great. So she went into the other room to do something, came back in the room. My dad was gone off the bed. She's like, oh, my God, where is his name's John. Where's John? And she heard a little like, my dad had apparently rolled over to the side of the bed that was against the wall.
Into the crack.
Right down into the crack. So he's down in there, you know, with one
like
arm up.
Like little baby Jessica
like little
in the well.
Just like that. So he was like in the crack of in between the bed and the wall for like 20 minutes while my grandma was doing stuff. Just stuck.
She was watching a soap opera.
Probably. So like, nice reference, Em. Google it, kids.
Mom of the year. Hello, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
We're all great. So what did you do?
Yeah, real quick, Jeremy, that happened to my daughter. So anyway, I'm calling about my son. I was walking through a very popular attraction in California. I'm almost thinking it was SeaWorld. And me and my girlfriend were into our conversation so much. And I'm pulling my son in a wagon, you know, and we're going on through this park. And I turn around and he is gone. He crawled out, and I didn't even feel him crawling out of the wagon.
Oh, no.
Freaking out. Yeah, you bet.
And then a whale ate him.
I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, so I'm freaking out going, oh, my God, where is my son? And we found him in the ball pit. He wandered his way over to one of the little ball pits.
Well, those are fun. Yeah, admit,
right.
Right.
I've done that before. Funny. On a Friday night. Exactly.
Christy, I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
See ya. Thanks for being on the show.
And then a whale ate him.
Here's Jamie. Hello, Jamie.
Good morning. How are you?
We're all great. What do you got?
So my son was about 10 months old, and I was applying for a job in the kitchen on a laptop, and he was crawling at the time. I usually put gates up kind of all around, and I must have forgotten one of the gates, and he got awfully quiet, so I turned the corner down the hallway, and he was sitting in a pile of pink paint on my hardwood floor.
Uh-huh.
He had it all over his head, all over his face and his mouth, and so I grabbed him, and I ran into the bathroom. My master bathroom, and then I thought, oh, my God, I have to get the paint off the hardwood floors, and so I ran back to clean that up, and he crawled and followed me across our master bedroom carpet.
Honey, was it nail polish or something?
No, it was actually paint, like what you paint rooms with.
Of course it
okay.
was.
All right, paint. Sure. Well, just leave that laying around.
A little lead poisoning.
Painting a room pink was your first mistake.
Yes.
Jamie, have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Here comes Paul. Hello, Paul.
Good morning.
So were you Father of the Year?
Oh, I was an epic Father of the Year.
And what happened?
I was on a flight from either Denver to PA or the other way around. Excuse me. Yeah. And my daughter was about 3. And I would get a bulkhead seat so I could put my feet across the aisle, and she could sit on the floor, and she would use the seat as her little play area, you know. And everything's going fine. Next thing I know, I hear, oh, is this your father? And I wake up, and she's in the arms of an older woman. She had evidently crawled under the seats through people's feet about 5 rows back and had made a new friend.
Oh, God.
That's great.
What happens if you're sitting there in a seat reading a magazine and you look down and you see a child crawling
from
one
like,
seat
what the,
to the next?
Hey.
Popped up, sat next door, and started a little conversation.
That's pretty good.
Paul, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye.
Mothers of the Year, Fathers of the Year.
She should crawl into first class.
No kidding. Yeah. Don't crawl backwards, crawl forwards. Here's Sherry. Hello, Sherry.
Good morning.
So what can you share with us?
Well, I have tons of stories, but I think the most embarrassing one, I had taken my daughter, she was not feeling well, to the doctor, and on the way home, we stopped to get something to eat. And they were handing out samples in the restaurant. It was a new restaurant in the tech center. And I said, what is this? And they said it was made with garbanzo beans. My daughter had just been diagnosed with a pea allergy, and I didn't realize that chickpeas and garbanzo beans were the same thing.
Okay. Same family.
So
huh?
I said, here, have a bite, honey. And she was like, no, no. And I said, come on. We always tried to get her to eat new things. So, of course, she took a bite and then, you know, started to dry heave. And I'm like, what is this? And he said, you know, it's chickpeas. And I was like, oh, my God. I just force-fed my daughter chickpeas.
I just poisoned her.
You basically poisoned her, yeah.
The best part was, as we left the restaurant, I threw open the door and we started across the sidewalk and they had tables set up outside and it was lunchtime, so they were full of people and it was summertime. She threw up all over the sidewalk.
Yes.
And I said, jump, baby. And she jumped over it. And she said, you're not going to look back, are you? And I said, no. And, all, you know, you could hear the people like, oh, my God. And we just kept going. I didn't even look back.
I'll have what she's having.
Oh, it's terrible.
Way to go, Mother of the Year.
Yeah,
have a
good
great
job.
Day, okay?
You too.
Thank you. I remember at a very busy restaurant waiting. It was one of those things where you have to wait outside. It was also summertime. It was nice. But there's probably 20 or so people standing around outside. And somebody had their kid with them who looked like they were about 6 or 7. And right in front of everybody, the mom's like, no, right here, right here. No, right here. And was directing her to a bush right there. And as soon as the kid got there, projectile, just like crazy,
Rosemary's
just all
baby.
Over the place.
You've put me off my hummus.
There's Joy. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
All right. When were you Mom of the Year?
I was Mom of the Year many times, but this particular time was in 2002. My husband had been deployed for the first time, and a couple of girlfriends came over that night with their kids, you know, to get my mind off it. I had 3 young children at the time, and they were out jumping on the trampoline in the backyard. And my 2-year-old starts crying. And it's getting into the evening, so I'm thinking she's tired. So I'm like, come on, baby, get off the trampoline, and I'll go ahead and tuck you in for the evening. And she won't get off the trampoline, and she's crying. And we're up on the deck, and I don't really want to go get her. So I go down the stairs. She won't stop crying. I get to the trampoline. I'm like, come on, baby, come out. Don't make me climb in there. She won't get out. And don't make me climb in there. I'm getting really ticked off at her. Long story short, I get her out of the trampoline. I bring her upstairs. I go to stand her up to lock the back door, and she collapses. She had broken her leg.
Oh, no.
Get out of the trampoline. Now. Don't make me come
now.
In there.
Mommy's drunk.
Make me walk downstairs.
So I know. Yes, exactly. Don't make me go down those stairs. Don't make me
you had to have felt horrible.
It was horrible. It took, she's 16 now, or 15 now, but it took so long for me to live that down. Mm, and now I've got 5 children, and I've been mom of the year so many times that I just put a little.
We'll just give you the crown, Joy. How's that? Right. All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for being on the show. Have a great day.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.